Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, right here on AM 1220. The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation here this evening. And we're going to start with a word of prayer here in just a moment. But wow, it's kind of a busy week this past week. A lot of stuff going on in the news, a lot of stuff happening in the world around us. And well, we're going to try and look at a few things tonight. Plus, we're going to take your phone calls as well. So if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. You can give us a call toll-free at 888-677-9677. Or 9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air here this evening. And let's go ahead and open our program tonight with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We do pray that you would bless the program this evening. Use it for your glory. Help us to point people to Christ tonight that are searching. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And again, help us to lift up and glorify Christ in all that we do. We thank you for the opportunity. Bless the program tonight. Use it for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, just a reminder, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also go to our Facebook page, and we have a Facebook page at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can follow us there as well, different things on that. And when we get it running and everything, you can also watch us live. We are in the process of endeavoring to develop a YouTube channel where we can put things on there. We've got several things on there right now. Let me encourage you to check us out there on YouTube. If you go there and go to YouTube and search for Live with Pastor Al, just search for Live with Pastor Al, you can probably find a channel there. It's under my name right now, Alfred Davis, and I'm trying to get that to where it'll be actually under a channel called Live with Pastor Al or something like that, where it'll make it a little bit easier to find and a little better. But takes time, and unlike places that have a big staff, I have a staff of me and a couple of people I ask questions about, and that's my staff. So it takes time amongst doing other things in order to get these things going. So again, check us out online, and I think the YouTube broadcast is now going, and I'll share that over to Facebook as well, so that you can hopefully pick it up there. And we've had some good feedback on this. We were talking about it at church today, and said that it's kind of nice that our YouTube channel hasn't been cutting in and out like the Facebook Live used to. For those of you who have been trying to watch us on Facebook Live over the past several months while we've been doing that, you probably remember many a time when the signal, the picture would go kind of squirrely and different things like that would happen. And also it would just cut off in the middle of things. And other than taking a while to get YouTube loaded up and running on my laptop, it seems to be carrying the signal much better than what Facebook did, Facebook Live. So, but if you go there to our Facebook page, facebook.com/livewithpastoral, you should see the little logo that says click here to watch Live with Pastor Al on air, WHKW, and you should be able to see that little graphic there, and just click on that, and hopefully hopefully you will find us, and we'll be coming in okay, and hopefully not too garbled. I know we've had a problem with that in the past, so we're trying some things to try and overcome that. So again, I hope that works out well for you there. Let's see, want to mention too before we get going, I had the opportunity this past week to speak out at Crusade Baptist Church in Copley, Ohio, Pastor Snow, and you can find Crusade Baptist Church in Copley. It's west side of Akron, and they are located on Copley Road, and I'm trying to see if I can find the address here real quick, but they are on Copley Road. If you are familiar with the area down there, it's a great church, Pastor Snow and the people there at Crusade Baptist Church on Copley Road, midway between Old 21, as I grew up calling it, or Cleveland-Massillon Road, which is Copley Circle there at Copley Road, and Jacoby Road. They're about midway between the two. For those of you not quite as familiar with the area, they're between 21 and 77 on Copley Road, a little closer to Route 21. But you can find them at 2982 Copley Road. That's the address there, 2982 Copley Road. And you can find them online, find them on Facebook. And I was there, I was asked to speak about things that are happening in the world today, and I spoke on As It Was in the Days of Lot, and my wife recorded the entire message on a cell phone, and we uploaded it onto YouTube, so that entire message, I believe, is there, and you can find that at YouTube, and like I said, you can just Google Live with Pastor Al, and that should take you to the page where the various YouTube things are located, and hopefully that'll be a blessing to you, and then, of course, there's other things there on our pages as well. Hopefully be a blessing to you there in addition to those. All right. Well, we're going to get into a couple of things here. Just a reminder, too, I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we are located we meet in the Holiday Inn Express located at 5171 Brecksville Road. We'll have more information on that at the bottom of the hour and at the end of the program as well. And let me invite you to come out and visit us sometime. I just want to mention that we have a variety of things that we're doing. We're a Bible-centered church. We're not a big church. We're not a fancy church. We don't have a lot of programs, but we do have the Word of God. And so we have a morning Bible study that's kind of informal. I think we spend the first half hour talking about what's happening in the world, and then we get into our little bit of a Bible study before our morning service, and then on our morning service, and that's at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Then our morning service starts at 11 o'clock, and I'm currently preaching through the book of Colossians. And then on Sunday evening, also there at the hotel, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. And a lot to say on wisdom. We've been going through, we're in the middle of, toward the end of chapter 4 right now. And then on Friday nights, we also meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And we meet there every Friday night, and we have an informal Bible study. And the informal Bible study, people bring questions, and we have refreshments there as well, and it's informal, and we enjoy fellowship at 7 o'clock every Friday night, talking about the things of God, and looking at what's happening in the world, and comparing it what the Bible has to say about it, and just sometimes kind of speculating about what we see happening in the world, sometimes just tackling a theological issue or question, and whatever it is, we enjoy being able to do that, so we'd love to extend an invitation for you to come out and visit us sometime. Well, we're going to get into our program. As I said, the toll-free number is 888-677-9673. And as I like to do when we have two people waiting, ladies first. So we've got Nancy coming up first here tonight. And Nancy, welcome to the program here this evening.
Oh, thank you very much, Pastor Al. Thank you for taking my call. Oh,
glad to have you.
And I'm glad I'm a lady because I get to go first.
There you go. I know we're biased here at Late Night Live with Pastor Al. So
thank you so much. Now, my question today, we have, in the last few weeks, Pastor Andy has been teaching us, you know, a Bible study on James. And last week we were studying James 5. And I was particularly interested in verse 14 and 15. If any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, this sort of seems to me like maybe the charismatic churches, like name it and claim it, like, you know, if you've been committed, if you've committed sins, they will be forgiven him. But doesn't the person have to confess their sins? And of course, I know you have to, but it just seems to me this just makes it so simplistic. And then also, I wanted to know, most pastors that I'm familiar with don't anoint with oil. And I was just wondering, is there some reason why they don't? Because it seems to be spelled out pretty clearly here in verse 14. So well, I've given you a lot of questions.
Oh, that's all right. But that is a good question. And like many things, some people take these things to extreme. But here's a couple of things that we can see here in this. Because this is dealing with brothers and sisters in Christ. And because let's go back to verse 13 even, where he says, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. And a key phrase, among you, is repeated in verse 14. Is any sick among you? And this is an advantage of the King James Bible. I know where you go out there with Pastor Risnacko at Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid. I know he understands this, but you know, it is amazing, Nancy, how many people don't understand why the King James Version of the Bible uses you and yours and you know, that sort of thing, you and yours and or your, all that, and then the these and the thous. People say, it's too confusing. I can't understand it.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, if it starts with a Y, like ye, you, or your, it's a plural personal pronoun, because that's what you had in the Hebrew and the Greek. We don't have that today in English. In English, we've lost that. And if it starts with a TH, like thee, thou, and thine, it's a singular personal pronoun. I was mentioning that in Proverbs chapter 4 today, or the message this evening, about how it's saying it uses the form thee and thou several times, because this is something that we as individuals need to claim. We need to ask God for wisdom as individuals. But this here uses the you in verse 13, verse 14. Is any sick, or is any among you afflicted? Is any sick among you? This is talking about a church setting, a group of believers. And if you don't understand the difference between a singular and a personal and a plural personal pronoun, a lot of times people miss this. And so we're talking about in the church setting. So if there's somebody amongst us in our church that's afflicted, well, that person should be praying. And if they're merry, they should be singing psalms. And then if they're sick, this is what their responsibility is. Call for the elders of the church. And when it says call for the elders of the church, that reinforces we're talking about a local church setting. And we're not talking about calling, you know, the tele-evangelist or going to the healing crusade. It says, let him call for the elders of the church. And I believe this is a reference to the pastors in the church, and let them pray over him. And and if you wanted to include the deacons and maybe some of the senior saints in the church, that, you know, mature godly men, I would have no problem including that in here as well. But this is calling for the church, led by the leaders of the church, the elders of the church, to pray for this person that is sick, and then this anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, the sentence doesn't end there. There's a colon before verse 15.
this is not something that you typically see done. And when it says, let him call for the elders of the church, a lot of times people interpret that as meaning, you know, he's at home and he calls for them to come and visit him. Not having a big healing service necessarily,
right?
And then some people say, well, that's a matter of opinion. Whatever the case is, it's certainly calling for the elders of the church. Now, personally, I've not had too many people call me and want this done. Now, if somebody did, would I do it? Yes, and I have in the past. When I was a missionary in the Samoan Islands, myself and the other missionary that was with me, we were requested to come to somebody's house. And the individual whose house we went to was, they have these little buses, and it's kind of hard to describe them. They're called an Ainga bus, which literally means family bus. And they're kind of like, if somebody remember is familiar with the jeepneys of the Philippines and things like that, and they drive these things around the island, picking people up and dropping them off, and they make money by driving people around. And so when they're not feeling good and they can't drive, they're not making money. And this guy had dengue fever. Now, dengue fever, borne by mosquitoes, is also nicknamed breakbone fever. It's a tropical disease. And my wife and I both had the supreme pleasure of having dengue fever while we were in the Samoan Islands. We were in the tropics. And it's not fun. It's not pleasant. You can take aspirin, you take Tylenol, and you still feel like all your joints are coming apart. And you're just sick. Well, this guy, they needed the money, and they asked Brother Yingling, the other missionary that was with me, and I to come over, and we went over. And he said, well, what do you think we should do? And I said, well, it says anointing him with oil. So we thought, well, what do we got? Crisco, what are we going to use? You know, vegetable oil? And we figured olive oil should probably be the right oil.
Olive oil would be the best.
Yeah, it doesn't say, but I'm assuming olive oil is what they would have used. I don't think they had Crisco or Wesson corn oil or something like that back then, or peanut oil.
How about coconut oil?
Coconut oil, they could have had that. No, that not wouldn't have had coconut oils there, I don't think. But at any rate, so we found a thing of olive oil, and not always when you're on an island in the middle of the South Pacific. And so we took some of that over in a little container, and we did. We prayed over him. And, you know, we just felt led of the Lord to do that. And we put some oil on his head, and we prayed over him. We did just what it said. And, you know, verse 15 says, in the prayer of the faith, a prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, I'm not saying God worked some miraculous healing, but the guy by that evening felt better, and he went out and was driving his bus around, making money for his family that his family needed. And God chose to honor that. Now, that didn't inspire Brother Yingling and I to go out on a giant healing crusade across the island. This was something that God touched our heart to do because some people in our church read James 5, 14, and 15, and they said, this is in the Bible, will you do it? And we said, it's in the Bible, I guess we'll do it. And so we just put it in the Lord's hands. Now, we prayed, and other people prayed. And God had mercy on the guy, and he felt good enough he could go out and drive his bus around. Now, and that when we were there, he was barely able to sit up. So I don't know. God was working in him. God can heal people, but I'm not going to claim any miracle of healings on the basis of this, that God gave me some gift of healings. This is something God impressed us to do following his word. Now,
but it just says that if you pray, if he's committed sins, they will be forgiven him.
Yes.
Is that intercessory prayer?
That's what I was coming to next. If he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And then if you notice the next verse, confess your faults one to another, verse 16, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. See, sometimes, not all the time. I know there's some people that teach that all sickness is sin. No, sometimes God allows us to be sick for a reason. Remember Paul's thorn in the flesh. Uh-huh. People think it was his bad eyes, perhaps. And he prayed for God to remove that from him three times. And God said, no, his weakness would keep him humble, keep him dependent on God. And so sometimes God says that, no, the sin is here for a reason. In Paul's case, it wasn't because of great sin on Paul's part. It was there because he had been given much revelation, and he needed something to help keep him humble and dependent on God. So in this case here, sometimes, and this is the key, I think, why the elders of the church are supposed to go there and talk with this person, see what's going on and pray over him, because it may be that there's something going on. You remember when Paul was writing to the Corinthians about the Lord's Supper over in 1 Corinthians chapter, let me get there over there real quick. I believe it's chapter, 11, I think it is. Let me turn over there real quick. Let's see. Yeah, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where he says, verse 20, when you come together, therefore, into one place, is not for to eat, not to eat the Lord's Supper. For I'm sorry, that's too soon. Down to verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament, my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of the or eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And he says this in verse 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, meaning some have actually died. And so what he's saying here is when we observe the Lord's Supper, you know, we need to look at our life. Are we living a rebellious life towards God? I'm not saying we have to be perfect. He's saying here, we need to examine ourselves. And if we're rebelling against God and resistant to God working in our life, and God's telling us there's some sin in our life, and we say, I don't care, and then we partake in the Lord's Supper, he says we're eating it unworthily, and we're eating and drinking damnation to ourselves. And for that cause, some are weak and sickly. And so now bring this back to James chapter 5. When somebody is weak and sickly and they call for the elders of the church to come over, and if he've committed sins and the elders of the church, they confess, look, I'm unworthy. You know, I've been living a wrong sort of life. I've been pretending to be a Christian. I've been engaged in open rebellion against God or whatever. You know, I am sorry. I've done wrong. And they confess their faults. And the elders of the church pray over him. You see how that works now?
Oh, okay.
And then if he's weak or sickly, because they've committed these sins, it says right here, they'll be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. That comes right on the, you know, right after talking about praying over somebody who's sick. And so maybe, just maybe, what we're looking at is that the idea of calling for the elders of the church and what's going on here is somebody realizes, hey, I've made a mockery of the Lord's Supper. I'm in rebellion against God. God's dealing with me. I need to get my heart right with God. I need the pastor to come over and tell him, you know, I've been living wrong. Pray for me that God will forgive me and raise me up off this sick bed. Because maybe they're under judgment of God.
You know what? I used to sit next to somebody for years, you know, when we'd have communion, which wasn't very, very often. But this person never, ever, ever took communion, and I didn't want to get too nosy, but I'm just wondering if this person thought that you know, was being overcritical of themselves, that they never deserved to take communion. I mean, that doesn't it sound a little strange that you would never take communion, but you think you're saved?
Yeah, well, as a pastor, I mean, when we do the Lord's Supper at our church, and not just our church now, but when we were in the Samoan Islands, and even in other churches that I've been around, they do the Lord's Supper. It's not uncommon for people to not take the Lord's Supper. Now, it may be something going on temporarily in their life, but there are some people who are honest about something that maybe there's something going on in their life and they've not got it resolved yet, and they'd rather err on the side of caution. And I always tell our people, hey, better to err on the side of caution when we have this statement here about many becoming weak and sickly and even possibly dying because of this. So, you know, I never try to make somebody feel bad if they refuse, because I would rather that they refuse and be honest about it and everything, rather than have them become weak or sickly as a result of making a mockery of it. So it's one of those things. But now, when somebody continually, year in and year out, then that's something that needs to be taken care of. It needs to be taken care of.
I never had the nerve to ask.
Well, and again, you know, that's between them and God, because they're supposed to take the time to examine themselves. We don't examine them. Hey, Nancy, we're coming up on the break here.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for that good call to start us out. Thank you for the help there starting out. Stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go, and we've got a caller waiting that we'll jump into in the next half. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-3000. 6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to get you on the air here, and we're going to get our next caller here in just a few moments. Just want a reminder, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral, and you can even watch us live on YouTube. If you go to our Facebook page, you can click on that, or just go to YouTube and search for Live with Pastor Al. You can find us there. You can listen. You can watch past programs there. If you don't care to see my face, though, you can go to our website, Live with Pastor Al, and you can listen to past programs there on our website. We have a number of past programs that are listed there, and encourage you to take a listen there as well. And we're going to get on to a couple of things here this evening. And before I take Terry's call, let me give you a reminder to pray for our friends in Israel. It's been an interesting day over there. Started out earlier in the day with a time change and all. I'm not sure whether it was late last night or early this morning, our time, their time, whatever it was. But they intercepted some drones that were sent by Hezbollah, basically Iranian proxies, to attack Israel in the Golan Heights area. And the Israelis responded, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, responded against some of the facilities and such where these drones came from. And then just before leaving to come to the radio station tonight, I saw an article where a news report where there's a concert that was going on in Israel near the near the Gaza Strip, I believe it was, and Hamas had launched a couple of missiles or something, rockets, out of the Gaza Strip, and the Iron Dome defense system shot them down. So, you know, it's still a difficult situation over there, and we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and pray that God will have his hand upon his people that are in that part of the world and watch over them. So do pray and keep abreast of the news there, what's happening. Keep an eye on that part of the world. Somebody said that's like God's time clock there. We see things happening there, and help us to see what's coming when the Lord has got things happening. The Bible has much to say about events that are going to take place in Israel and in and around Jerusalem. So we need to keep an eye on that. All right. Well, you're listening, as I said, to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Phone number 888-677-9673. And we've got Terry, who has been patiently waiting. Terry, welcome to the program. Thanks for waiting tonight.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Like I said at the beginning of the program, we go ladies first. So I appreciate you waiting, though. How are you doing?
The golden rule.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm doing good. I'm really been getting into the Word and really studying hard.
Amen.
One thing I didn't mention I don't think I've ever mentioned to you, is that I retired from roofing.
Yes, I remember you were roofing, so you're retired now.
Yeah, I retired from roofing just so I could spend more time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up my business, and I just like that. It was just that's it. I'm done. Like Peter and James did when the Lord said, "Leave your nets," and they came
right
and followed Him. And I'm not saying that's for everybody, but I'm just saying I felt that that's what the Lord wanted me to do.
Well, and you know, sometimes that's what God does have for us, and He leads us into various ministries, whether as a missionary or perhaps working full-time in a church somewhere or some other ministry that God opens up for us, where when we're tied down with a secular job, we're just not able to do it effectively.
Exactly. And that's the reason why I wanted to be more involved.
Yeah, and oftentimes it's a step of faith.
That's right.
And I remember, go ahead.
I just said, Lord, it's in your hands. You take care of all this.
Right, absolutely.
You work it out. You know, the one thing that came to me, and I started doing this more often, too, is I've been saying the Lord's Prayer before I even leave the house every day.
Well, and, you know, when you look at that, Jesus gave them a formula for prayer and including a number of things in that prayer, and a lot of people do like to recite it. The big thing that you have to be careful of, as good as the Lord's Prayer is if it becomes just a repetition, because remember the Bible warned about vain, repetitious prayer, and sometimes people fall into the habit. I can remember as I was a teenager visiting this church where every few moments the congregation was expected to recite something, and most people, you could tell, they were just reciting it out of memory, and it was meaningless to them. It was just vain repetition. Because that's just what they did, and so that's the only thing. Caution on that.
Yeah. But I also, remind me, Lord, remind me that if I'm in temptation or if I'm direct my ways. And I know it says that.
Yeah.
He taught us to pray in this manner.
Right.
I realize that.
Yeah, and I was going to say something too, Terry. With that, what you can do is take the Lord's Prayer and make an outline of it. And then with that outline, you can either on some paper or notepad or with index cards or something, you can piece together specific things that follow that format, And in fact, let's go ahead and get one of the passages with the Lord's Prayer. Is there any particular, because there's a couple versions of it in the Gospel. Is there anyone in particular you're using?
Well, I just pulled it out of the Bible, and I can't quite sure where it was written.
All right.
Matthew 28, would that bring up?
Let's take a look here at Matthew 28. Because like I said, there's a couple variations, slight variations on it, depending on which gospel you're looking at. In Matthew 28, though, isn't that going to be a little, I think it's going to be a little too far. That's after the resurrection, I was going to say. Let's take a look here. Let's see. They started out by saying, Lord, teach us to pray. So let me see if we can get this. You say, well, wait a minute, Pastor Al, don't you have the Lord's Prayer memorized, chapter and verse? And, when it's 20 minutes till midnight on a Sunday night, and I've been up all day and everything. Sometimes my brain goes to mush, and I don't remember everything exactly in the order or in the exact numbers that the Bible gives us. So talking about that, I just had a search thing caught up here, and I went ahead and I deleted everything. So while I was talking here, let me just call this up again here, and I'll have that in just a second here if I can not cross my wires again. Almost did it again. But we have in Luke chapter 11, okay, that's kind of where I was headed to before, and I know it's mentioned elsewhere. But in Luke chapter 11, and starting in verse number 1, the Bible tells us here, and it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, or I'm sorry, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And like I said, this is a little bit slight variation on, I think, how you had said Matthew. I think how Matthew phrased it as well. I believe that one is in Matthew chapter 6, where he said, but thou when thou, or I'm sorry, that was the vain repetition passage that I was talking about, where he warned them in Matthew 6 in verse 7, where he said, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. And really the ultimate expression of vain repetition, remember how the Buddhist monks would make like a pinwheel, and each vein on the pinwheel would have a prayer written on it? They would hold it in the wind, and the faster it spun around, every time it was spun around, that prayer was prayed to their gods. And they went to the point where, rather than even uttering the prayer, they just put it on the pinwheel, and they let the circling of the pinwheel do their praying for them. But then it's after that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, where he says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so it's very similar to the rendition in Luke. But in either case, you can take this prayer and you can divide it up because, you know, look what it starts with. It recognizes our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And there's an element there of praise and worship, isn't there?
And I understand what you're saying,
yeah,
too. Like, you know, the Lord's name, and we ask him for whatever mm-hmm. he wants us to do. You know, we run into temptation, ask him to help us get through that temptation, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that clearly.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm getting at, and also for our listeners as well, you know, because they were asking for a format in which to pray. And if you take this, either Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15, or over there in Luke chapter 11, you know, verses, what is that, 1 through 4, and if somebody looks at that and outlines that, that gives you really good basis for a good prayer life, doesn't it?
Did you say Matthew 1?
Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 15, and I'm sorry, Luke chapter 11, verses 2 through 4. And there's nothing wrong with reciting the Lord's Prayer. You know, you can recite the same thing every day, word for word, if you mean it. You know, because it's also in Matthew chapter 6 that he warned against vain repetitions. And then he gives us what we call the Lord's Prayer, which is a prayer that was given to the disciples as an example of how to pray. And if you can recite this, you know, and it's not a vain repetition, and when you're reciting it, you're meaning it. It's a valid thing to pray. I have no problem with that. But I do
mean it.
Yeah, and it's just like if every day you give thanks for your food and you say, Lord, I want to thank you for this food, bless it to the nourishment of my body, and you say the same thing every time you bow your head and give thanks for your food, if you mean it every time you say it, it's not a vain repetition. See, a vain repetition, vain is empty or it's, there's no worth to it. It's an empty prayer that's just said for, you know, people, you know, either to soothe your ego soothe your conscience or to make you look good to others or things like that. You know, those are vain prayers, repetitious. They mean nothing. The same words, if you mean them, it's not vain repetition, because a lot of people think it's just repetition that he's cautioning against. He's saying vain repetition we should not engage in.
That's right.
And so that's where we, you know, we take care. And if we mean our prayers, it doesn't matter if you say the same thing every time in a certain situation. If you mean it, it's not a vain repetition. And then to further flesh out our prayer life, you know, you can expand on the Lord's Prayer and just expand on those points and to use them as a springboard, you know, just like when he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Right there's an opportunity to confess our sin to the Lord and say, Lord, this is where I've messed up. You know, yesterday I didn't do so good here. Help me to do better today. And, you know, so-and-so, you know, I've got a problem with them because I think they've been doing things that's not right to me. Help me to forgive them. And that helps us dealing with people like that too. And sometimes we have a list of things, you know, we go through with the Lord and it helps us work it out, doesn't it?
Amen.
So, like I said, it's a good plan.
I was going to mention something, too, is that I was going to thank you for the correction for baptism last week, too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was a little bit off on that, so I'm in the middle of transition right now, and so I consider you to be my pastor.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, if you had a boat, you could cross the lake, I guess, but... So, yeah, I was over not too long ago out at Put-in Bay. We went up the Perry Peace Memorial, and it had been a couple of years since we were last up there. And, you know, on a clear day, you can certainly see further, but even on a not-so-clear day, you can see, Pelee Island, which is the largest island in Lake Erie, and it's a Canadian island, a couple other little islands that are there as well. They're sort of in the same group with the Bass Islands and Kelly's Island. We'd love to have you if you ever get down this way sometime. So
I've been studying yeah. a lot of stuff. I've been studying about the Catholic Church, and I've been studying all kinds of stuff.
There's such a wealth of good material that's available now. And so I encourage people to look for that. And then, of course, you know, pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. And God will give you wisdom. He'll give you understanding. He'll give you discernment so that you can find good things to look at, good things to read. And I notice I got another caller patiently waiting, too. I should probably get to here as well. But let me encourage you to keep on. And keep.
Have you heard of a guy named Walter Harding? Sorry,
Walter Harding. No, I'm not familiar.
He died in the 1980s, 80 something. And I've been encouraged by him too. I've been listening to a lot of stuff that he teaches in.
Yeah,
he studied the occults.
Well, and, you know, that's a specialized study, that's for sure. And sometimes God has to prepare people to be able to handle, you know, specializing in those things. But sometimes it's necessary. Yeah.
I learned a lot about Mary and the Catholic Church and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to see things a lot clearer.
Yeah.
Clearly than I ever have before. But
well, continue anyway, to pray for wisdom much. There,
can I
Terry.
One more quick thing? Can I mention one quick thing?
Yeah, real quick. I'm going to get the next caller here.
How's my voice on the air?
Well, I'm hearing you through my headset here, and you sound fine here.
I've been listening to some of your tracks, and I noticed that my voice is pretty low. I don't know if it's on.
Yeah, you sound perfectly fine. So
yep.
I would have to be somebody who's out there listening, I guess. So appreciate the call, Terry, and God bless. And I know we'll be talking to you again in the future. So you take care. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We've got Cynthia calling in tonight. And Cynthia, welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Al.
Hi, glad to have you.
I wish I had a car. I don't suppose you have anybody at your church that lives near Barberton?
No, we're you're down in the southern part of the county there. We're up in the northern part, Summit County.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. We're right off
like
from
that.
The same road, but...
I could get scat, but they don't run on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then Friday night, but they only run until... Five,
mm-hmm.
The latest I can get a ride is like at 5.
Yeah, well, and if you need help getting a good church down your way, there's a few down there.
I have one, but I just wanted to come visit. Wait a minute. I have two churches, a chapel in Green,
uh-huh.
And there's a little church. Lady, I met the Avon. Oh, is that me?
Somebody was choppy there a little bit. So.
Well, anyway, and then the Avon lady, I met her, and she's the Avon lady. But anyway, so she's a Christian. So then I go to their church, Charlotte and Ed Baker. So I go to their church, too.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good church down there not too far from where you're at, too, Hametown Road Baptist Church over there on Hametown Road.
I think
it's down that way. That's a good church there. I had the principal, David Roser of their Christian school on the radio a couple of weeks ago on Friday afternoon. They have a Christian school there, Hametown Christian Academy. And
they have a school too.
Yeah, that's a good church there. They're in an old public school building. Right there on Hametown Road.
What grades do they have? I mean, like kindergarten through what?
I think they've got kindergarten through 12th grade.
Oh, they have kindergarten through 12th.
I think so.
Great.
Yeah, it's a great place to check out.
Come get me so I can visit their church.
Now, I believe they do have a bus. And let me take a look here. Let me see if I can find. I'm gonna see if I can find something on them real quick here. Let's see here.
Pastor Al.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google Hametown here. There it is.
Okay.
Let's give this a try. This is the school, Hametown Christian Academy, and I'm just waiting for my computer to load the page here. Let's see. There's got to be a phone number here somewhere. And
can you write it down?
Yes, I will.
When I need a phone number, I call the Barberton Library. They'll give it to me.
Okay, yeah, Hametown Baptist Church or Hametown Road Baptist Church, and you'll find it there.
Okay, it's Hametown Road Baptist Church?
Yeah, or it might be listed just as Hametown Baptist Church.
Okay.
But it's right there.
The library, and I'll talk, and then they'll give me the number, then I can call them.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah, and that would be very good.
I'm sure they would be able to. They have some buses, I believe, at their church that they can probably get down, and they go right through that area. They started in Barberton. Originally, they were in, I don't think it was over by Lake Anna, but it was down there somewhere in the area of in Barberton where they started out before they were able to get that building.
Well, have you ever heard of Silver Creek Metro Park?
Yes.
Well,
I don't think they're too far from that.
About, is that me?
I don't think they're too far from that.
Yeah, I was going to say that Silver Creek Metro Park's on Hametown Road, so.
Yeah, so, they're pretty close.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm just a little ways from there, about 10 minutes from their church.
Oh, yeah. Well, look them up. Like I said, call the library there, and I'm sure they can get you the number, and. If my computer would cooperate, I could get you the number, too.
That's okay, Pastor. I'll just call the library. So it's Hametown Road Baptist Church?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Hametown Road Baptist Church. Oh, lady.
All right.
Maybe
Time
to go.
Yeah, there's the music guy here. And thank you for calling in. I hope that works out for you and that you can find them.
I'm sure I will.
And, you know, it's good. It's good to have a good church that you can get into, preaches the Word of God, and takes a stand for Christ, and also tries to educate children.
I'm an elementary teacher, retired.
Hey, you might really like to go there then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Cynthia. I appreciate that. God bless. Hope to call back again sometime. And I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And appreciate our callers, and pray for us, and check us out online. And one of these days, I'm going to find their website. Thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great week.
You've
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station.